What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Y'all Ain't Easy podcast. Let's go. And we going. Yeah. Welcome to the Y'all Ain't Easy podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Darnell.
What's up? This is Rob.
Your boy, Joaquin.
And your girl, Nisha.
Yeah. And we're excited about our podcast where we're bringing our conversations to you about how we feel about the world, relationships, family, life.
Anything else we want to talk about?
Yeah. And if you haven't checked out any of our previous episodes, please make sure you check them out. And you can listen to them on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. And if you follow us on any of our social medias, Instagram or Twitter, you can follow us at @YallAin'tEasy_podcast. Facebook is Y'all Ain't Easy and RJD podcast. If you hit our links in any of our on any of our social medias, you can pick and choose where you want to listen to us at. We'd greatly appreciate it. I'm going to continue to say it. Let us know how you feel about the episodes. Comment. If you don't want to comment on our posts or don't want to be the first, you can always email us at YallAin'tEasy@gmail.com. Other than that, what's up, people? How's your day been? I guess we'll start with the ladies first, or lady.
Oh, yeah.
Renisha, how's your week been?
It's been cool. Just tired, man. I'm exhausted. I really need, just a long vacation from everything, school, work, people. I just need to have, a real self-care, vacation. Just me, honestly.
That actually sounds pretty good.
That does.
Yeah. But other than that, I can't complain. You know, I'm here, healthy, happy.
Yeah.
What about you, fellas?
Rob?
I'll speak. You know, usually Darnell lets you jump in there, so I didn't want to step on his toes. My week was good, man. My week was good. I've had a good week. Nothing too crazy out of the ordinary. Just working, taking care of the family. You know, and just back with y'all, man. So I'm ready to go.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Sounds real good. Sounds delicious in my mouth.
You know what I mean? What? Yo, come on, bro. You started off. Wild right now. Let's go.
Wow. Yo.
Wow.
Let's go, Joaquin.
As if off air conversations wasn't enough.
Wow.
He's going to bring it to the shenanigans.
How you feeling, Joaquin? Wow.
Yo, hey, I'm feeling good, man. You know, had two birthdays back to back with the kids, man. You know, one was born on the 3rd, one born on the 7th. So it been back to back parties, you know. So I've been doing my thing, working, trying to get off work, come back home, going to work, come back home, try to give them the blessings, you know, which is my blessing too, you know. But we in the building, so that's another blessing. You know, so we got to get it in. But overall, I woke up, I see them growing and gaining, you know, a mind game of their own. So I'm good, man. I'm good, good.
That's
good, 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 good.
That's what's up. On my hand, I'm good, too. I'll make sure I don't forget myself this time. I'm doing good. You know, my week's been good. I'm excited. I always get excited when the weekend actually comes, and I always get excited when we record. So but other than that, you know, I've been good. It's something I did want to point out. What are you about to say, Rob?
He's ready.
I couldn't help it.
I was looking at Rob. He was trying to get something.
I tried my best.
Go ahead.
Right. That might be the first time I've ever heard you say that. You know that you don't usually get your stuff out. It just caught me off guard. Is all I'm saying. It just caught me off guard.
All right.
That's all. All
right. I see. I gotta watch what I say, but it's all good. It's all good. The disrespect for the people out there listening, we always pregame before we actually start recording, and for some reason today, the rest of the actual host of the show just felt like it was my turn today to just go in on me. So I've been getting it from all ends with Rob, Renisha, and Joaquin. So, you know, I'm ready to go.
That's unfair, Darnell.
I'm not done. You had your chance before the show started. I told you don't start it to record it.
But it's all good.
Hey, y'all let out all your ammo before we started recording. And I'm smart enough to, you know, save mine. You know, so it's just the beginning. So if anybody is feeling that I'm not letting nobody talk today, you're probably right, because I really don't care. Rob always put it out there that I don't let him talk. He started off as if I'm always jumping in, not letting him talk. So all his friends out there that feel like I don't let him talk on the show, you're going to be right today. I'm cutting everybody off. If I felt like I got something to say, I'm going to say it. That's what's up.
That's what we're doing.
I'm done.
Okay.
What'd you say, Renisha? You had enough to say. You got something else to say?
Nope.
Oh,
not
that's
yet.
What's up. All right.
Well, Renisha, can I just bring up something? I want to talk to my cousin real quick. Renisha,
yes.
I mean, I feel like, you know, and this is another thing that Darnell does. So let's just talk about it. You know, in the interest of full transparency, right? Darnell wasn't exactly prepared today. So, yes, he absolutely got some backlash as we were pre-gaming. Because, you know, we threw out some topics, and Mr. Darnell had thrown out a topic this week, you know, and then didn't seem to be ready to talk about it. So, naturally, us being who we are, had a little conversation about it. And that's all. That's all.
All right,
just want to give out the full thing to everyone, man. That's it.
Rob, I'm going to just give you a chance to try to break that, take it back. I'm just trying to give you a chance to just take it back, because you know me, I'm always ready to rebuttal anything that's thrown my way. So I'll let you. Is that where you're trying to go today? Is what I'm trying to say.
1,000%. Let's go.
1,000%. Okay.
1,000.
So to the people out there listening, you know, you may agree with Rob, you may agree with me, but the way we do our things here is that we have a chain text between all four of us. Some people acknowledge the text. Some people don't acknowledge the text. Some people wait until they finish, you know, maybe a day or two later and say, sorry, fellas, or sorry, whatever. I had a lot going on. And there's
a lot. Because I'm the only one that be saying sorry.
Talk about it on the podcast.
Actually, the funny part about it is not even Joaquin, because Joaquin is not the one that actually put that in the text, if you actually listen to the text. So that's funny. So now, since we're calling people out, I wasn't trying to call no names. So we know we eliminated Joaquin. So it can only be two other people. But let's check this out. Is that
thank you. I appreciate that.
Let's stick to the subject at hand. Is that, you know, we throw our topics out there, and then whatever everybody grabs at, that's what we take. Now, all of a sudden today, since most of the people are not prepared and they don't have no notes, one person acknowledged that they don't even take notes, but we're not calling nobody's name in the show. We're not doing that. We were just a little off. Instead of just blaming it on me, we were all off on picking and choosing what we were going to say today. And I felt some kind of way because no one grabbed that my topic, and we grabbed that certain, you know what I mean? The cousin grabbed onto a cousin. We go off of what everybody gravitates to, and it just seemed like you guys wanted to gravitate to a flower conversation, but we'll talk about that later.
There were back-to-back things thrown out, two things back-to-back. So your thing was thrown, and then Rob threw something, and then Rob's thing, which is hilarious. We are definitely going to talk about that, because you know you are a receiver of such things.
But
so we want to talk about these things.
Did you acknowledge my topic?
Did you acknowledge
my topic?
I acknowledged that it was in the text message.
Now, I just want to make sure we're clear so everybody's listening. Renisha, did you acknowledge my topic?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we're telling stories. Okay. Rob, did you acknowledge my topic?
You're not going to ask me a question like that and not allow me to explain. So let me explain.
You are getting a chance to.
Because what he's going to do, he's going to ask it. He's going to cut me off. I'm so, you know, this is like PTSD. Like, I've been traumatized. So I have to, like, try to get it out really quickly before the mute button comes, right? So let me just say really quickly. There are four people on this show.
Yes.
Three people knew that that was a topic that we were going to discuss today. The only person, and I'm going to be more direct than Darnell because he's not naming names. The only person that did not know that that was a topic was Darnell. Darnell threw the topic out there. So, right. Yes, we gave him some slack for that. All right. Absolutely. That's cool. Absolutely.
I'll let the listeners, you know, just take your side on this one. And the only reason why y'all went and said we're going to talk about this today, because you went in the text and started reading out what was in the text chain. So you weren't prepared to talk on each topic, but that's cool. We'll let it go. We'll let it go.
You almost made me get in an accident when I seen the topic. I was like, oh, damn. I said, man, get flowers. I was like,
yeah. I know people listening like, what the heck are they talking about? But we're going to let's touch on my topic first. Since I'm being thrown out there saying that I'm not prepared, so that gives everybody else an opportunity to get their topics together. So that's why they threw me under the bus. So,
ain't under the bus, man. We just wanted, you know, let's just talk about it and get, you know, advice from other people, which is going to be a good show right here.
At least now the people know that we don't be like, you know, writing scripts and things. Mm-hmm. Since you let the people know we don't, you know, really be always having notes. And people, like, we have questions that we be wanting to ask. So those are the questions that we kind of come here with, but we don't have like a whole, I'm in class, professor's talking, take notes type thing going on. No. Darnell's just, he's just different, you know, he's different.
It's realtalk.com.
Look at that, realtalk.com.
Well, I mean, Darnell, since I'm moderating the show and nobody wants to take turns moderating the show,
oh, Darnell, let's get to your topic.
Be a little more prepared, but it's all good. It's all good. My topic is what I threw out there is breaking generational curses. And what made me bring this topic out to the group is that I was seeing a lot of people on social media and lives that I go on of people making excuses. And I don't want to be insensitive to it because I know it's a lot more to it. You know, there's things that happen in people's lives, but they were blaming on why they were a certain way, why they got in trouble, why they can't get it together. And they always blamed it on, you know, and multiple people were blaming it on the older generation. So it was, let me give some examples. It was one person, father was a drug dealer, and they just blamed on, you know, their father, like, my whole family was doing this. We were drug dealers. You know, it just blamed on to me. And this is the excuse we just can, you know, people were continuing to use, because my father was, or my mother was this, or my mother was that. You know, we didn't have no other way. But it was in my mind, I'm sitting there watching it, and I'm just saying, like, okay, you're a grown man now, and you're grown with kids. What at certain point do you take a stand and say, okay, I'm going to break the cycle. I'm going to do something different. Cause I know we hear a lot of people saying, oh, I was the first person in my family to go to college. I was my first person, in my family to do this. So someone took a stand and broke the cycle from what their family was in the past. So I was just like, at what point, do you say, all right, I have kids, I have to set a better example for them and look at them and say, hey, I'm not going to do you like my father did me or my mother did me. I'm going to do something different. Like, when do you break that? Do you go, you know what I mean? Like I said, I don't want to be insistent, because some people really go through some things where they need therapy to kind of try to break that cycle. But when do you, as you being a grown man and having responsibility, turned around and say, okay, I'm going to break the curse of my family. I don't want my kids to see, you know, what I went through, even though I picked up on it. You know what I mean? And I want to get you guys' take on that. At what point, or what things do you do to try to break that cycle?
That's really deep right there, man. Mm-hmm. But you know, what I try to do with my kids, I just try to give them what I basically didn't have. I had from my mother, but my father was different. Mm-hmm. He was a different person. You know what I mean? So I try not to do what I got done to them. So the only way to break it is basically think before you do. You know what I mean? Which I don't want to be saying it all like this on my, but I had a hard life with my father.
Right.
Where he was just basically, I don't know, mental, you know. he was abusive, basically. So that's all I try to not to give my kids. But at the same time, you try to give your kids a little mentality and, you know, and try to show them the hard way, because they're going to get worse things out there when they grow up. You know, even though I went through what I had to go through with my father doing what he did to me, you know, basically constantly spanking, you know, whoopings, all that. We can't do that right now because that's child abuse. So I just try to show them the right way. I let them watch different movies and then let them know what I've been through, where I don't want them to go through. So all you got to hear is my voice. I'm not going to touch you, but I'm going to let you hear my voice. And it's going to disturb your mind, because when I speak, I'm going to basically be strong with it. But it's hard these days, man. You know, I think all of us went through that when we was young. You know what I mean? But I don't even want to get deep into it, what I went through with my father. And my mother was the one that basically tried to stop it. But me and my brother went through it, where it was like disturbing, painful, all that stuff. I wouldn't put my kids through it at all. So that's how I'm changing my trend of my family on just talking, explaining. I'm not going to hit you with no belt. I'm not going to hit you with no stick. I ain't going to tell you to go outside and get a switch. You know? So basically, it's just all in the head. You just got to speak to them now. You know, use your voice to them now. You don't have to tap them. They go to school. They got a bruise. You got to lose your child real quick, the way the system is. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. That's real talk right there.
I definitely agree. That's one of my biggest things that I try to do differently with my daughter when it comes to generational things, because discipline is super big, and I feel like whoopings and spankings and physical discipline has always been what people mm-hmm. like go to. It's like what they do. So I always got whoopings when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I was a badass kid. But all the whoopings didn't stop me from being a badass kid. I would get whoopings and still be a badass kid, right?
Got so used to them.
As far as I was concerned, when I got older, I told myself that I would not use mm-hmm. physical discipline as a form of discipline for my kids, because first of all, it didn't help me. I actually mm-hmm. think it contributed to my anger. I think like it helped me be more angry. So I didn't want that with my daughter. So I don't. She's 15. She'll be 16 in December. I have never put my hands on her. But with that being said, I'm a yeller, right? So I yell a lot, which is also something that I would like to not do, right? But I grew up being yelled at. I grew up in the house where that's how you got your point across, along with spankings. So I was able to let fly and get breakthrough the physical part of it. But that verbal, the yelling of how I deal is something that I'm still currently working on. But I talk through that with my daughter. We are having issues and, you know, mother-daughter teenage stuff. And, you know, I'm yelling, or I find myself yelling too much or yelling unnecessarily. I have let her know, like, I do apologize and mommy's going to work on that, because I didn't like that happening to me growing up. And then here I am doing it to you. So I know you don't like that either. But these are things you have to, like, kind of low-key acknowledge for one moment. I'm like, damn, I be yelling at her. I'm such a bad parent. And I don't like abuse, just for everybody fucking listening. Excuse me. Like, there's no calling of names. There's no like putting her down with the yelling. It's just, instead of telling her no, it's no. Like, it's, I'm yelling, right? So I think those things are super important because those help and contribute to the development of your children and how they perceive life, people, and things. So just how I grew up in this household, in this type of household, and the way certain things have attached to me, like the yelling portion of things, like some things sit with you. And kids are impressionable. Like, they pick up on things very, very young. And if things are consistent when they're young into their older age, it's what they become conditioned and used to. I think the only way people are able to begin to break what we call...
All right. My apologies. We back. All right. So just to just in case I didn't get it, I'm going to say it anyway. All right. So we were just touching on breaking generational curses. We heard from Joaquin. Renisha was touching in on it. Renisha, were you done? I would say probably touch a little bit on it just to make sure. I don't know how choppy you came in. I know Joaquin was clear.
Just a few things to say, but I think for me, those aside from the normal, like building credit and, you know, the normal things that people are talking about, I'm more concerned with the mental health and emotional aspect of like those generational curses. Because I think that that holds and affects you in ways that you can't really come back from sometimes. Like, there's super deep. Mm-hmm. So I think a part of that, also with my daughter, I learned to apologize to her and explain things. She doesn't have to know everything that's going on because she is still a child, but she is mature and she's not a dummy. And sometimes she knows when things are just off with mommy, like when mommy's not in her best of moods. So there are times that I do have to apologize about the way I may have reacted or responded to her. And I follow that up with an explanation of what's going on. Like, I apologize for that because mommy is going through something and it didn't have anything to do with you, right? So if mommy wasn't going through something, my response to you would have been way nicer. And that's not okay, you know, because her response is always, it's okay, mommy, it's not okay. Right? It's not okay. No, it's not because I'm mommy. You know, so, but those are the times where I have given her the opportunity to advocate for herself, right? Like, tell me when things I say to her may bother her or hurt her feelings, or if she feels like something I said was wrong, because I am not always right because I'm an adult and I'm the parent. So I give her those opportunities. And I feel like I wasn't afforded the opportunity to have my side of what I say, because parents is what they say, and what they say is golden, and you just got to do what your parents say. And I'm like, no, you don't. Mm-hmm. And that's all the way down to now learning more how parents be really abusing their kids and, you know, things of that sort. So I don't put the notion into her as, you know, adults are always right and do what adults always tell you. I don't teach that to my daughter. She has to make better decisions as to what adults she can trust, what words she can believe, and whose words she doesn't have to question. But she does have the right to question adults when she feels like something they're saying is questionable, right? Like, so I don't hold her, you know, to those things. So those are a lot of things that I feel like I lacked in being able to build certain bonds with my daughter and raise her in the manner that I wanted to see her. I had to do something different. I'm still learning, and I tell her all the time, I've never been a parent before. It's just me and you. So every phase, you never been here and a teenager, I'm learning how to be a parent of a teenager. Like, I don't know all the answers. So I may get it wrong sometimes. And it's okay if you're like, mommy, I think this is okay. She advocates for herself so very well, to the point where most of the time I don't even argue against what she's advocating for herself for, because she makes such good, valid points. My baby just needs to be a lawyer. Like, that's just what she needs to do. But those are things. But I also learned that in order for me to make those changes, I seen the changes that I wanted to make in other people. So, like, I seen positive communication between parents and kids. I've seen people be able to raise their children without physically disciplining them. I've seen parents have honest communication and conversations with their children and still have the respect as parent and child, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that society has it so much so that parents have to always have the absolute say all in everything. And when kids push back on what their parents are saying, they're deemed to be disrespectful or rude. And I feel like as long as they are saying, because I tell my daughter all the time, call me on my shit respectfully. If you feel like something I'm saying is out of line, because I can be out of line. Like, I'm a fucking human and I'm me and I know my personality and I know who I am. And I don't always separate me as Nisha from Nisha the mom when I'm in a conversation with my daughter or we're having a tussle verbally about something that we're going through, you know, but I think stuff like that is very good. I did have my dad who was married and, you know, they raised things different. I lived in that household for a while, so I got a chance to see a different type of environment and disciplinary tactics. So I kind of took bits and pieces of things that I seen from things around me to be able to build on what I wanted to be as a parent. So I would say I'm doing okay. I have a ways to go. I'm still learning, obviously, but I think the things that I really wanted to do, all the way down from like never ever having to like baby-proof my house, like I never did that because I'm like, we're gonna learn from very, very young words, mm-hmm. and I'm not about to pee on the top of the toilet because I got the toilet seat down in the middle of the night. I'm not about to, like, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom and you're just not gonna touch nothing. Like, so, you know, it's stuff like that, but it's hard and you gotta work at it. Like, that's not easy. Parenting is not easy. There's no book. People always complain and have judgment on the way people parent. I've learned to kind of mind my business because you don't really know what people are going through and what people, how people have been raised. And some people are really doing the best that they can given the tools that they have and had to grow up. So I'm not going to put my parents in as like the staple of how it's supposed to be done, but it works for me in my household and it's different from how I grew up. So
I think that's a good point. Let me jump in. So D, when I first read your question, I took it a different way than Renisha and maybe Joaquin might have took that because I like the way that y'all, you know, looked at the question, looked at yourself and kind of brought that to the show. I looked at that as how dare Darnell, and not just you, it's not really about you, Darnell, because like we joke around a lot, but like I've heard that question asked before of like, how long are you going to blame the things that happen to you on like in your life, in your current life, like just change it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think you said in your question, like you're 40 years old now, right? Things should change. Or I think you said that. I'm not sure. There's a real thing called trauma. There's a real thing called trauma that affects people differently. Right. And I don't think that there's like a time limit or an age where someone should just be okay. You know what I'm saying? We've talked before on this show just about like mental health in the Black community and our unwillingness sometimes to do therapy, right? It's kind of looked down or frowned. It's getting better, I think, but historically it's been frowned upon, right? And therapy is real. Therapy helps. People need therapy, you know what I'm saying, to get over the things that they're dealing with. It's not like a bad thing. But I think people that tend to hold on or not even hold on, but still suffer from the traumas of the things that happened to them, generational curses, might be slower sometimes to take therapy or go to therapy or might just still be working through it in their therapy sessions, right? So when I got the question, I don't think that there's a, like, again, I don't think there's a time. I don't think there's an age. I think it's really dependent on what that person's been through and kind of how they've been able to heal, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But can I jump in? Because I don't want to.
Please do.
I never said anything about age or you being 40 years old, and you should make
it. I thought it was happen in the conversation. It made it happen in the conversation on.
Thank you, Renisha. Thank you, Renisha.
Right before we, when it was off air, I think you mentioned it in conversation. We were talking about this. It was something that you gave as an example.
Thank you, Renisha.
Yeah, no, because I was basically going off of what I should talk about, and I was trying to get my notes. I don't think I've said anything, but I'm not going to let the cousins make up this stuff that didn't happen. But I just needed to clarify.
I really wish we recorded our freaking pre-record sometime, because I swear, like.
You're talking about today, right? Yeah, no, I was going back and forth trying to figure out my notes and whether I was going to do it or not. I didn't get into the details of it. But no. I'm glad Rob said an age, because the reason why in my head, it comes a point. And like I said, I don't want to be insensitive, because some people do need to get therapy, but we turn therapy down so much. But let's do 40 at this point, and you're having kids, and only because Rob brought it up, so we're going to use 40. But whether you were 40, 45, some I might get it for this, but it's just to a point where now you have another generation, and we're talking about breaking generational curses. You have another generation in front of you that you may be affecting off of things that may have happened in your past. So it's not saying get over it, because I would never tell. I think that's very insensitive to say somebody get over it. But I think there should be some self-reflection going on where it say, okay, I got to do something different, because now I'm 40. And my stuff is rubbing off on my kids. You know, maybe I should try therapy, or maybe I should try something different. I need to get help some kind of way, because what happens is if you continue on, now you're 50, now you're 60, and now your stuff that you had rubbed off on you from your past, you doesn't say you necessarily have. You may be good in hiding it where it doesn't really affect your kids, but you could. We see a lot of things play off where things are affecting your kids because of what you went off on your past. So it was kind of like one of those things where, okay, what are we going to do? Not saying get over it, but what steps are you going to take to try to help you from your past situation, so you're not affecting your future situation or your next generation that you have created here in front of you. So they're not going on 20, 30, 40 years later saying, hey, my dad or my mother affected me because of this, and they don't know how to work it out, because you don't know how to work it out. You know what I mean? You're still holding on to it, and sometimes it plays right in front of them, and then it just comes on now. It's a repeated cycle over and over and over again. And sometimes people do go through some worse things, but then, you know, sometimes they're able to break it earlier than others. That's what I'm saying. But it just saying sometimes, I don't know, you may have to try something different where you're not continuously affecting, you know. But that's basically how, and not saying you have to, but it's just kind of, all right, what things can be worked on where you can try to help you from your past so you're not affecting your kids. And it was kind of like one of those things where, sorry, that Joaquin was talking about from his past, but not saying that he's over it, but he's finding a way where he's not affecting his generation in front of him. You know what I mean? But I'm not going away from like saying, yo, bro, you still need to make sure that you're okay. I can't tell someone what they need to do, but it's important to, even though you're doing a good job for you, you still got to make sure that you're okay. But that's just me just rambling on. I'm just trying to figure it in my head, mm-hmm. because I see that this conversation happens over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
I think you made some really good points, Darnell. I think everyone made some really good points. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say something that you may not agree with.
Go ahead.
All of you. So I'm aware of individuals, right? And this is probably like a unique situation, right? That were aware of the trauma that was inflicted upon them, was separated from the situation. And then still, like, when they were reconnected with the person that was inflicting the trauma, right, they took it on again, and they, like, accepted it as normal because they wanted acceptance from that person. So let me be clear. Let me be a little bit more clear in how I'm saying that, right? So, like, I used to do social work. I was a social worker for many years, right? So we had kids that would be removed from situations where they were being neglected, abused, right? And they were placed in, you know, whether it be foster care or with another family member. And I've seen, like, some pretty traumatic things that have happened to these kids, right? Where it's affected their life. They talk about it. They knew they did therapy, right? But then when they got to 18, and again, this is a unique situation, right? Regardless of kind of whatever happened with them, they wanted that parent when they were old enough to make that choice to go back. You get what I'm saying? They could have stayed away or they could have wanted to go back. I tell you, almost 90 to 95% of the time, they chose to go back, right? And when they went back, although they had all that work around fixing the things that had happened to them, man, they fell right back into the traumas that were inflicted on them because they wanted the acceptance. So there's just, the reason I bring that up, there's just different reasons why people struggle sometimes to break those curses. You get what I'm saying? It's not always as easy as look at the situation. You know, you're getting older. You want to change. You want to do better. Yes, of course you do. But it just runs so deep, and I'm not making excuses, but there's just so many different levels to this. You know what I mean? So, like, somebody may be hearing this, and I want them to know, like we get it. Like, it's hard, and we're not giving you an excuse or an out, but it's just so many different levels, bro. It runs deep, man.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is a real thing when it comes to trauma bonds. And I think that those bonds are stronger when you're talking about parent and child, right? So separating a kid from their parent, regardless of how bad their parent was for them, is almost always going to end up with child forgiving parent and wanting to be part of parent's life.
Absolutely.
I think that is just a human nature thing. And while there are people who are able to just completely remove themselves from these situations, whether it's parental situations where they're experiencing trauma, relationship situations where they're experiencing it, it's a process. People have to, like, slowly do things. Now, they may go back to these families and to these people, and every time there's trauma, I'm almost positive it diminishes some aspect of the child who's reaching out for this. So they're not there in the same capacity that they was each and every time. So although that they stay and they're there and they are very aware of what is going on, it's really that deep, almost obligatory feeling that you just don't kind of leave your parents, right? I can't say that there is necessarily an age. However, I do think when kids are experiencing it versus adults with kids who are experiencing it, I think it is different, and I think it is easier for us to say, get your shit together, right? Because you now have these kids, and right now, what the hell you got going on, not that it doesn't matter, but what they have going on has to come precedent over what you have going on. However, people have to work on themselves before they have kids. When they have kids and then begin to work on themselves, unless they have kids and the trauma that they're experiencing comes after they have children, if they have children in a life that they have experienced tons of trauma and have not dealt with it, there is absolutely no way possible for them not to teach their kids or have their kids around the same things that turn them kind of sour or, you know, negative or whatever the case may be. So I do think there's a difference. I don't think that you can put the same limitations or expectations on children as you do adults, for the reason they're children and they're adults. But I do also believe that once you have a child of your own, so whether you're 18 or 28, right? Once you have the child, it's your responsibility, like Darnell said, to work on what your past traumas was and fix that so yeah. that you are not showing your kid this is kind of, you know, what it is. That's just my take on how that would work.
I agree on that.
Anybody else? We get on it. This topic is very deep, and the reason why I don't think it's a quick in and out because it's a conversation, and I would like to invite some people onto the show so we can actually continue this actual conversation, because my first thought in my head when I originally thought about this was also putting myself in the shoes. And a lot of my growing up, as it wasn't so crazy for me because I was able to block a lot of things out, but there was, you know, my father, he was in jail, you know what I mean? And my brothers and them was not, well, my oldest one wasn't, but the remainder of my brothers were into drugs and getting in trouble and in and out of jail. And the reason why I was so much of a loner and I was able to block it out, that's why I say everybody is different. They can't do, you know what I mean? It all depends on who you are as an individual at an early age, or, you know, what's presented in front of you. But I was a loner that I was saying to myself, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be that. So I was always the one off to the side, you know, what people like to call weirdos, or why they're so quiet, because I was very adamant at my young age all the way to now to always say, I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. Even though it was always just try it. Oh, just do this. Oh, you don't know what you're missing. I was always the one to say I'm not going to do that. But you just never know. It doesn't work that way for everybody to try to break that cycle and just say, hey, I'm not going to repeat down that same lane. Everybody's different, which is the reason why I said I can't be insensitive to this conversation, because you never know what nobody's go through, and you don't really know what they need. But it was a question on what can be done, because you never know. People may have been going through something. You may think people hear it over and over again, but that's not necessarily the truth. It may take that one person to actually speak about it to other outlets for somebody to click and be like, oh, I'm going to try it. And I'm like, and then it can be also someone that, like, say, Rob, like you say in your line of work where you may have spoke to someone and said it, they didn't really, you know, that's just Rob. I see Rob all the time. But it may take that one person that may bring something up where it'd be like, all right, I'm going to try it. What could it hurt or whatever? And you never know. It doesn't mean that it's actually going to work at all either, but you just never know.
That's the reason it brought me to y'all brothers, man. I'm going to tell you, you and Rob, y'all take the anger out of me when I'm around y'all. I got so much anger. Where what I've been through, you know, my family, whatever. But y'all brought the anger out of me where I know how to calm myself down a little bit now, you know, because that's all I was used to, being whooped, you know, holding in hands and being whipped again and over and over and over. So it brought a lot of anger into me. Mm-hmm. So I say, you know, son, I'm just going to find friends that'll calm me down. Usually I'd be around friends that, you know, be just like me. But just like you say, you know, just like I was just saying, when you get older, you got to change your ways. And I'm going to say truthfully on this show right here, Darnell and Robert, y'all changed me, dude. Y'all changed me, man. Y'all detangled my daggone ways. Y'all took the knot out the rope that I used to be on. Like, y'all changed me, man. And that's why I call y'all my brothers, and that's why I call us the Three Musketeers. I'm going to tell you, you know, I smile great, more. I have fun more. I just don't get mad like I used to. But even though it'll come out, you know, it's going to come out soon, you know. It comes out, it latches back in, but y'all just got me on this moment right now where y'all got me over here like thinking about what I went through. You know, I used to be mad at the pops, but God told me, let it go, communicate with them. And that's what I did. And it's basically because of y'all. Y'all put the faith back into me just to forgive him. You know what I mean?
No.
Before he passed or whatever. I don't want to have none of that on my back. But I'm going to tell y'all, man, y'all two brothers done changed me. I'm going to let you know that now.
About to make me cry.
That's what I'm saying. I keep jumping in here, like jump rope, just because I'm like, I ain't about to cry on this podcast.
I'm just speaking the truth, man, because y'all got me on some real, this is some real talk right now. So I'm just speaking the truth. You two changed my life. You two changed my life. I'm antisocial dealing with people, you know what I mean? And bringing people into my circle or who I want to hang with. Y'all the two I've been hanging with, going on vacations with, being happy, laughing, clubbing, jumping around, acting like fools.
That's a fact.
That's true. We hit the club a couple of times. That's crazy.
Y'all brought me into put a new soul in me. I'm gonna say you put a new soul in me where the old soul, the mean walkie is out. When I'm around y'all, I'm just like a happy ass daggone kid. I'm like, word, this is what I was supposed to have this for the longest.
Yeah, no doubt. But, we do it for each other, bro. Like, that's the thing about it. It's like it goes all the way around, man. Like all of y'all, like just on this podcast right now, are y'all sharing your own personal stories? Darnell, Renisha, Joaquin. Yeah. Like,
Renisha been through
that's
the same
dope.
Too.
But that's dope. Like, you don't get these experiences in these conversations with people. It's very rare that people open up and really show their true selves, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like Darnell, I've known Darnell for years, bro. Like you said, we've been traveling, we've been doing all this stuff. That's an element to your life that I wasn't really 100% aware of. Mm-hmm. You just shared on this podcast. Like, that's real.
Mm-hmm.
That's transparency at its greatest, right? And even the question he asked, like, it changes that for me. When you ask that question, mm-hmm. like, you have lived experience. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's not you just being judgmental and just judging people from afar. You're speaking about how you've dealt with your own past trauma. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I respect it, man. Like, I love all y'all, man. This is like this is dope. This is dope for sure.
She went through the same thing because I could tell how the way she talks.
This should have been a whole...
Don't even say it. Don't even say it. Don't even say it.
I'm sorry.
It has to be.
We gotta have to at least continue or something.
I want to bring people on. Not saying everybody's not comfortable with talking about their past experience. Mm-hmm. Well, not as of yet. You never know. But anyone out there that's listening that want to continue this conversation, because I don't want to make it seem, I don't want to be, that's why I'm like, you want to talk about it, but you want to be careful how you approach it, because you don't want people to think you're being disrespectful. And everyone listening don't know us individually. You know what I mean? It could be someone different and may think. So you when you do touch on conversations like this, you want to approach it, at least in my, we try to approach it with care and respect and really try to see all sides of it and not be like the normal person. Hey, like, get over it. It's just like, what tools? It's kind of say, we know, like Rob, we know it's not easy, like Rob was saying, but it's just like, what tools can be taken that can possibly help you out? Like, y'all probably heard it before, but when you listen to Y'all Ain't Easy, maybe it'll help you like take a different step or a different approach. I don't know. That's how I look at it.
Hey, just like we say, we ain't going to be easy. We speak real talk.
Yeah. So we'll continue this or we'll close this down. We'll close this down and come back. It's up to y'all. Man. We can close it down or we can continue on with conversation and do another episode on our other topics. But this topic right here, I didn't want to treat it as an in and out. That's why I'm like, I don't know. But
The same time.
No, I'm not even gonna go there.
You got other kids going on the same thing. you know, they got other kids going through the same thing. They just ain't gonna lash out yet until they get a little older.
Yeah. And don't stop calling the quiet people, the loners, weirdos. I see people do that all the time, especially at my night job. Like, if you see somebody that's quiet or don't talk, you never know what them kids may be going through. And I'm not saying that I was, but people probably looked at, like, even to be honest with you, it's so funny. I this is my last thing. We can jump out of this. One of my old jobs, like, even when I took breaks and stuff like that, when my lunch, I didn't want to sit around. Like, I'm out. Don't know. When I'm on break, I go in the parking lot, sit in my car, or I go sit in the hallway or whatever. Like, it's so funny how that worked. And then it turns out, like, maybe like a couple of years later, now everybody want to hang out in the parking lot. Everybody's in the hallway now, and I got to go in the stairwell. You know what I mean? Because you want your peace. People don't understand that, but it's kind of like, it's just, I don't know. You just go and you just want to just chill out from like everything else and just, you know, whatever. But you, like, give it's me just your a own point space. Of like, stop calling. Like, you'll see it up to this day. You'll see somebody, oh, he's a weirdo. Why is he over there standing? Why is he, you know what I mean? You never know. You never know. You just never know. So, yeah. Other than that, we got other things to talk about. We're going to touch on this. Robbie, you got something else you want to say? No, I see you coming up.
Oh, I don't. I don't. Oh, I just, right. I appreciate it. Y'all, that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Yeah,
love y'all, man. Love y'all. Love y'all.
Yes,
yes.
All right, so we got some other things to talk about.
We got Renisha up on here. You part of the clan.
Oh, yeah, definitely. If people don't know by now, listening. Okay.
All right. I got a couple of people who are asking to, they're dying to know when they're gonna be able to see us, because they say that they're hearing these conversations and they can only imagine the facial expressions that are coming with some of these debates.
Hey, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going.
Yeah, they just hear our voices, so they really want to see what we look like.
Let's do this. And this is a cool idea, and I'm going to put this out on air, because sometimes it's good to say it on air so it can... Everybody can just be like, yo, when that's going to happen, you force all the rest of your crew.
Putting all the pressure.
I really think we should pick a night of inviting everybody over to our YouTube page and going live and just having a full out conversation where it allows them to not only engage in the comments, but it will allow them to actually click on the link and come up in video and join in with us. So it kind of looks like this, different program. But they can just come up and talk and ask us questions and engage in our conversation if they not scared to just stay in the comments, but come up on video to basically ask their question live. So I think we should plan some type of something soon so people can see our faces, and we're just, you know, we'll still record it for the audio platform as well, but they'll get to see it straight out live on the full out conversation, and we'll plan something dope. And I'm saying we should do that next month.
I'm with it.
That's for me.
Bro, I'm with it too, man.
Yeah, so y'all heard it here first on Renisha. Blame it on Renisha. Renisha's always talking about her hair's not done and all that stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, my hair ain't done either. That's why I got a hat on.
Well, we going to go live so people can engage with us and really see this full out hand. Like, this is, you can tell it's not made up. You're going to see it's not made up. We really be going at it.
It gets crazy.
Thank you guys for tuning in to today to listen to our conversation we're having of breaking generational curses, and that may mean different to a lot of people out there listening, but we would love to hear, you know what I mean? Nothing. I'm not saying that everything I said or anybody said was like the right thing, you know what I mean? But, you know, we like to hear. This is not a judgmental topic to us. So anyone listening and have an opinion, please, or any type of input on this conversation, please let us know so we can bring you in and continue this conversation. We'd love to hear what you have to say. But other than that, thank you for tuning in. If you haven't been following us, make sure you follow us on all our social medias on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at @YallAin'tEasy_podcast. Facebook is Y'all Ain't Easy and RJD podcast. So please make sure you follow us. Any comments, questions, or concerns, you can drop it on our post. Don't be afraid to drop, just comment on our post. Like, I see inboxes But I would love for you guys to, like, don't be afraid. We interact. It, like, Renisha goes back and forth with people or interact. Rob goes back and gives his point on anything that he say. You know what I mean? We're not
on anything.
Well, I mean anything that he's like interested in.
Shade, but we're gonna let that go.
But you know what I mean? You never know who's commenting, but at least one of us is commenting under Y'all Ain't Easy or of our individual page if we really need to stand out. If it's getting tense, but you know, I appreciate everybody that's been listening and, you know, share their comments, even on our Facebook page of how they feel on certain topics, is not afraid to let us know. And I enjoyed that, that interaction. And I know we all enjoy that. So please make sure you do, comment and engage with us. We appreciate it. My email is y'allainteasy@gmail.com. If you want to be a guest on the show, other than that, thank you for tuning in. I'm one of your hosts, Darnell.
Rob.
This is your boy, Joaquin.
And your girl, Nisha.
Peace. Yeah.